Story number two, I can't afford that. One of my clients is a powerful young woman named Lisa Ann, who hails from Boston, Mass. For years, she worked in the corporate world and dreamed of starting her own business. On a call once, she told me about this beautiful idea of opening a gift basket company wherein all products in her baskets would be locally sourced to support Boston's small businesses. Together, we launched her company, which she called Boston Town Gift Baskets. At first, Lisa Ann operated her business part-time out of her garage. Eventually, I encouraged her to take the leap, leave the corporate penitentiary behind, and put all of her focus on Boston Town Gift Baskets. It took a few years and a lot of cajoling, but eventually, she did. Lisa Ann's idea took off like wildfire. In one of our sessions, she discussed the upcoming holiday season. Lisa Ann and her part-time assistants would soon be tasked with putting together some 800 baskets. She said it was all she could handle and planned to take her website offline to avoid any additional orders. I about choked when she told me this. Her solution was utterly nonsensical from a business perspective, yet I understood why it made perfect sense to her. The simple fact is that her garage had reached its functional capacity and it was time to expand, but I knew Lisa Ann would have some real concerns about doing so. I told her I had a straightforward solution to her problem, and her face lit up. Just rent a warehouse space for the room you need and hire additional people to do the work. Before she could respond, I added, "That's all going to be expensive, so you'll also want to hire a public relations company to get featured in local news shows and magazines. All that extra business will cover your additional costs." "I can't afford any of that," Lisa Ann shot back at me. "I put all my cash into inventory for the baskets. What if people cancel their orders? What if I lose my house?" The irrational fear of running out of money is precisely where Lisa Ann and so many other entrepreneurs get stuck. The idea that their bank account is a limiting factor when it comes to business growth and development. There are scores of small business incubation programs offered by local, state, and national agencies. Money is out there and plentiful. You just need to have the willingness to take it. "If you lose your house," I said rather plainly, "you'll move into an apartment and get a job. You left the corporate world. You could always go back." I didn't expect this to happen and was almost sure it wouldn't. Lisa Ann's fears had taken hold of her, and she was deep in her story. I had to bring her fears into the light. Our conversation volleyed back and forth like a tennis match until we got to the heart of the matter. "I just don't want to be a failure," she said at last. "If I lose my house and go back to my old job, I'll..." Her words trailed off. "You'll what?" I asked, but already knew the answer to my question. Lisa Ann didn't want to feel bad about herself. She didn't want to look in the mirror and see a reflection of someone she judged as having failed. It had nothing to do with the money. It had nothing to do with going back to work. It had nothing to do with losing her house. It was all her fear of negative self-evaluation. When I hear clients tell me they can't afford something, I always know their statement is an alibi. It's covering a deeper truth, moreover, a deeper fear. Spending money that could result in a negative outcome puts them in a potential situation they simply don't want to face. I get it. No one wants to feel bad. Yet, the potential for feeling bad is your only pathway to the success you are seeking. So, if growing your business requires you to move into a larger working space, hire more staff, buy more equipment, invest in a business coach, advertise, or any of the other things that require growth, just know that you will always be tempted to say, "I can't afford it." When you hear yourself speaking those words, know that you are trying to hide a deeper truth from yourself. There is something you are afraid of, and you don't want to admit to it. You are trying to anchor yourself into a place of safety, but when it comes to growing your business, such a place simply doesn't exist. Lisa Ann moved her business out of her garage, got a warehouse space, hired more employees, and has a thriving company that she is now on the brink of franchising. I have urged her to take the next step and work with an expensive PR agency. Lisa Ann is a single mom with a special needs son, running her own small business, supporting other Boston small businesses. This is a slam dunk story. People would simply eat up. As of this moment, I haven't gotten her quite there yet, but I'm hoping that featuring all this in my book will give her the gentle nudge she needs to take the next step. What is your next step? What do you need to invest in to grow your business? I am sure you already know the answer to that question and have been hesitating about it for a long time. Whatever it is, it's going to be expensive. The fact that you haven't yet done it should tell you that you're living in your story. It's time to break out of it. To kill that story, jump the gap of your fears, and take action. Let's do your next practice. Go to the email you received when you saved your previous practice and click the Continue Assignments button. Then, click the Next button in your browser. Either way, I strongly urge you to do it now.